3. Matt shook his head.
Stop being melodramatic.
It's true, I said. Have you forgotten? I saw your death.
But I didn't die.
You almost did.
But I didn't.
For several seconds, we glared in silence at each other. Then he tilted his head at Esther and Nancy, who'd gone wide-eyed over our non-marital spat.
Let's not do this in front of the children.
He was right. I could see our employees wanted details. Esther began to ask, and Matt changed the subject to Nancy's head.
Speaking of death,
he said,
why is Nancy wearing a dead bird?
Nancy touched her elaborate headpiece.
That's not a dead bird. It's the goose that laid the golden egg.
And your face is painted gold because...
I'm the golden egg, silly.
You're dressed as an egg with a goose as a hat, and I'm silly?
She wanted to play the golden goose, Esther noted, but her costume couldn't fit behind the counter.
So I compromised, Nancy explained.
Because Nancy is a good egg, I said simply. Matt folded his arms.
Well, I hope you don't expect me to play Jack because I have no intention of putting on some ridiculous...
Dante is playing Jack, I said, even though you have more in common with the role.
Excuse me?
She's right, Esther said. You were sent into the world at a tender age by your widowed mother.
And you forged your own destiny by obtaining magic beans from faraway places, Nancy added.
There was a third parallel I could have made, but I kept it to myself. Like Fairy Tale Jack, Matteo Allegro had developed a dangerous addiction. For Jack, it was the giant's wife. For Matt, the addiction was cocaine, which led to that near-fatal overdose, the one I'd predicted in a reading of his coffee grinds. It was a miracle Matt had survived, and after months of rehab, he was finally able to chop down his need to get high. He'd remained clean for over a decade, and I continually prayed along with his mother and daughter that his feet would stay firmly on the ground.
I don't care how much I have in common with Bean Boy. Matt.